This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, first name Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, date of birth, May 24, 1962, date of evaluation, February 14, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Richard Wyzowski, W-Y-Z-Y-K-O-W-S-K-I, first name Richard. The chief complaint, 59-year-old man seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old male who was employed as a construction worker, period. He stated that he first began having problems with his shoulders in approximately 2018/2019. He had initially noted mild pain, period. However, his symptoms have become progressive, resulting in pain, which he describes as burning, and worse with raising his arm, period. There is no improvement with medications, period. He had undergone evaluation and was found to have impingement syndrome of the right shoulder, and further found to have unspecified rotator cuff tear or rupture of the right shoulder, not specified as traumatic, period. Patient was felt to require surgical treatment to include right arthroscopic rotator cuff repair of the shoulder, subacromial decompression, period. The patient is seen preoperatively. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. His past medical history, 1, diabetes, 2, hypertension. The past surgical history, carpal tunnel and right trigger release, period. Next number, carpal tunnel release on the left. Next number, left wrist fracture status post fall. Next number, left inguinal hernia repair. Next number, left elbow surgery. Next number, left forearm surgery. The medications, metformin 500 milligrams daily, comma, atorvastatin, unknown dose, comma, lisinopril, unknown dose, period. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother has diabetes, social history, he notes rare alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 163/94, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, temperature 97.1, period. The repeat blood pressure on manual evaluation is 142/90, period. The musculoskeletal examination, the right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on abduction to 90 degrees, period. There is tendon is on external rotation, period. The examination is otherwise unremarkable. Data review, lab work, sodium 143, potassium 4.5, chloride 106, bicarb 30, BUN 11, creatinine 0.92, hemoglobin A1C 7.0, bilirubin 1.3, white blood cell count 6.6, hemoglobin 14.6, platelets 167, urinalysis, specific gravity of 1.015, otherwise unremarkable. ECG, sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute, and otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male who was seen preoperatively, period. He had suffered right shoulder injury and failed conservative therapies, period. He was found to have impingement syndrome of the right shoulder and unspecified rotator cuff tear or rupture of the right shoulder, not specified as traumatic, period. The patient, as noted, is scheduled for right shoulder atheroscopic rotator cuff repair, atheroscopic subacromial decompression, period. He is found to have diabetes and hypertension, period. Diabetes is relatively well controlled with hemoglobin A1C of 7.0, period. His blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, period. I have started him on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period. He is to continue his usual medications, period. The patient has no symptoms of angina, comma, congestive heart failure, dysrhythmia, or other cardiovascular symptoms, period. His overall cardiovascular risk is felt not to be increased during the perioperative period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for same. Recommendations, 1, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily to current antihypertensive regimen, hyphen this had been prescribed. Next number, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Jorge Guzman.